We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Greetings, welcome, salutations, and Monday, can't trust that day, alohas to you. Getting underway with the second hour, great to have you along, and as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and take part in the conversation today. Just grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage Talk Line, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307 and my email address bob@1063word.com. You've been listening for a while. You know that we've been talking about a serious threat that is on the horizon. In fact, maybe even over the horizon and approaching us at a rapid clip. That is the red flag gun laws that are now being proposed by gun grabbers, and you know who we're talking about, the Roundup, the usual suspects, Michael Bloomberg and all the others on the left, that don't think it's a good idea for you to be able to defend yourself or your family from whatever threat you may face with a firearm. Now, Lindsey Graham, the senior senator from South Carolina, has decided to take up the cause himself and has scheduled some hearings. He is the chairman, of course, of the Judiciary Committee in the Senate on these red flag gun laws. And joining me to talk about it today in advance of a news conference they have coming up a little bit later this afternoon is District 8 State Representative Jonathan Hill, Republican from Anderson, and National Association for Gun Rights President Dudley Brown. Gentlemen, thank you both for taking time to join me today. Appreciate your being here.
Thank you so much.
Good afternoon. Yeah.
So tell me what we believe the genesis is of Senator Graham all of a sudden out of the blue, apparently, deciding that he thinks it's of a maximum import for his committee, the Senate Judiciary Committee, to hold hearings on these red flag gun laws.
Well, Bob, you can ask that question. Only Senator Graham can really answer it, though. We look back and say right now there are 31 states who are looking at these red flag gun laws. And we call them gun confiscation laws because that's all they do is confiscate firearms.
Yeah, that's an accurate description.
Yeah, it's gun control. Moms Demand Action and all the usual suspects mm-hmm. are advancing it. And Senator Graham immediately then sponsors it while the iron's hot, apparently.
I gotcha.
He's the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee. It's only him who decides whether to give a hearing. He granted it several weeks ago, and boom, now we're going to be facing it not just in the states, but in Congress as well.
Yeah, so because it's a hot-button issue, and that means you get your face in front of the cameras and everything that's associated with that. Jonathan, for people who are not familiar with these red flag gun laws, can we talk a little bit about specifically what they propose?
Well, sure. The gist of it, and most of us, including myself, first heard about this when we heard of the tragic situation in Maryland,
yes,
where cops show up and we're here to take the guy's guns, basically. But this has been filed in South Carolina and in many other states. Basically, it would allow if someone feels that their neighbor or their family member is acting unstable or is dangerous for some reason,
somehow
a suspicion, that they can go to law enforcement and law enforcement has to go and take the guns from that person as a preemptive safety measure. This bill is we're calling it the red flag law. That it also goes by the name of extreme risk protection order, but it's it's a situation where we take the guns now and give you the due process later.
Which isn't due process.
Yeah.
We all know that.
And I was going to say, where is the due process? Because the action has already been taken by the whatever jackbooted thugs are going to come to your door, as in the case of this poor fellow in Maryland. 5:15 in the morning, he's got the Stasi banging on his door, wanting to requisition his firearms. And as a result of the encounter, he ends up being shot dead.
Yeah, in most cases, though, they're not going to knock. The knock is going to be one of those battering rams.
Oh, nice.
And taking the door down. And so think about it. You're in your house. The thing about these red flag gun confiscation laws is that they can be done ex parte. So right now, Bob, for instance, mm-hmm. you could have a family member who doesn't like you because you're too outspoken
right.
and knows you own guns, could be in a court saying, hey, we want to take – I know that guy's got his guns. He's a right-wing fanatic.
Yeah, he's unbalanced.
And they can do that, and then you go home tonight at 2 in the morning, your door explodes, and they're there to seize your firearms. Now, I don't know what you think about it 2 in the morning right. if your door explodes and people come in. I know what they're going to get at my house.
Yes.
It's just setting up yourself up for – these horrible situations with law enforcement, putting law enforcement at risk and the citizens who they're sworn to protect. And so it's a horrible situation that is being exacerbated by so-called Republicans.
Yeah. And that's the really disturbing part. Is it just the pressure from these various groups on GOP members of Congress that it is putting them in a position where, for whatever reason, now we know in the instance of Senator Graham, I can think of 250,000 reasons why he might be behind this issue.
Yeah, Senator Graham got $250,000 from Michael Bloomberg, who's really the sugar daddy for the gun control movement.
Right.
And why did he give him $250,000? We could all guess at that one, too. I suspect it's because he knows he's a compatriot on this issue. But this is a very disturbing trend where especially Southern senators right. are giving lip service to the Second Amendment and then doing anything but in Washington, D.C. I could go on for an hour about what Senator Graham's done on the gun issue that had been horrible and will curl your hair.
Well, and I'm not a constitutional lawyer, Jonathan and Dudley, but I know enough about it from having read it to have this bill strike me as violating our constitutional rights, not just on the Second Amendment, but on various other aspects of the Bill of Rights as well. What about an opportunity to confront someone who is charging you with something? What about the ability to defend yourself before this kind of action is taken?
You're exactly right. And I don't think the whole point with the way the Constitution is written and for it to work effectively to protect our freedoms in this country, you shouldn't have to be a constitutional lawyer to understand
True.
The plain language that's in the Constitution. I was looking over it this afternoon, and I counted at least four different ways that the red flag laws violate the Constitution. So you're exactly right.
Yeah, 14th Amendment and on and on.
There's no way that the senator can with a straight face say that he has kept his oath of office to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States and support something like this or even give it a hearing. You know, I understand maybe if you're a committee chairman, sometimes you might have to let bills come up that you don't personally agree with
sure.
for the sake of the debate and you know, defeat it in the debate or whatever.
Right.
But something that is this blatantly unconstitutional should be off the table from day one.
Well, and I'm a federal lobbyist in Washington, D.C. I hate to say that. We call it Mordor.
Right.
Once in a while, I have to go there and see the Eye of Sauron. But the Senate Judiciary Committee chair gets to decide what comes to his committee. In some state legislatures, they're forced to have a hearing on a bill. In Washington, D.C., there's only one reason you have a hearing, and that is you want to advance that issue.
Right.
And we know that by last year, when Senator Graham was one of the sponsors of a red flag gun confiscation bill,
mm-hmm.
well, it's pretty obvious he wants to advance this. And we think South Carolinians should rise up and say, no, Senator, you do that and you're out of a job, dude.
Right. Yeah. What do you guys see as the game plan for the Bloombergs and the gun grabbers going forward with this? Is this their initial offering on the federal level? And this is something that we'll see eventually legislation introduced? Is that the way the process usually plays out?
Yeah, you see it in state legislatures, the issue du jour that they pick up. You know, we all remember, if we're old enough, we remember that Saturday night special.
Sure.
And then became passing the Brady Bill, although they don't use that language anymore.
Right.
They call it NICS now, but it's the Brady Bill. Mm-hmm. Those of us who remember Sarah Brady.
Yes.
It's unconstitutionally ripping us of our Second Amendment rights in advance of us purchasing a firearm or possessing a firearm. And so they get that issue du jour. Well, right now it's red flag gun laws, and they're running them all around the state. In some cases, it's like this competition to see which Democrat can run the biggest and worst.
Right.
And it's not just Democrats, though. In fact, my home state, I live in Colorado, mm-hmm. where our headquarters is, and literally this afternoon they were scheduled to have third reading on in the state Senate on that red flag law. And we're actually recalling legislators who support this.
Well, good. Yeah. Yeah. For people who are adamant about standing in opposition to this latest gun grab, what would you suggest that people do?
Pressure never hurts.
Yeah.
I think Jonathan here can back that up.
Absolutely. I mean, we've seen that work over and over here in South Carolina, just like with our budget debate and getting Planned Parenthood defunded recently.
Right. But when they feel some heat, they
here act. In South Carolina, absolutely. People will respond when they hear from their constituents. One of the best things we can do to tell Bloomberg that his money is not welcome here and he's going to be wasting his time and money here is to pass constitutional carry, which yes. I have sponsored, House Bill 3456.
Right.
And National Association for Gun Rights and a number of other organizations have been staunch allies on that. So we're wanting to pass good gun legislation and actively oppose bad gun legislation.
Yeah, and don't one of the things we suggest to activists, don't slow down on good stuff.
Right.
Jonathan here is pushing constitutional carry here. We'd like South Carolina to be state number four this year. We've passed them in three other states, South Dakota, Kentucky, and Oklahoma, and we want a fourth this year at least.
Yeah, so. and disturbing that South Carolina, widely thought of as one of the reddest of the red states in the 57 states that President Obama referred to previously.
Yeah, and Bob, I'm going to tell your listeners this right here and now. You hear that about Texas. I'm here to tell you Texas is one of the worst states on gun laws where Republicans are in charge.
Incredible.
We're pushing it there too, but usually you get the rhino crowd. And
right.
you know what rhinos are Republicans a name only.
Yep.
The great part about rhinos is, number one, you don't have to have a plug in your gun. There's no, it's 365 days a year season.
Right.
You don't have to have a tag. In
right.
fact, you can
a license.
You don't need a license. Yeah. When you shoot them, you can leave them lay out in the field. You don't even have to clean them because they're good advertising to the other rhinos.
Yeah. Now, hugely advantageous.
Now, we're talking politically speaking yes, for right. the humor impaired, right?
That's right.
I like to think I'm a professional rhino hunter and I'm always looking for more company. So
for people that want to learn more about this, I assume you have plenty of information on your website, Dudley?
Yeah, nationalgunrights.org. You can find us on Facebook. We're the second largest gun rights group in America. I'd call us the first, actually, since the institutional gun lobby has endorsed red flag laws. And so,
Holy cow.
Sad to say.
Yeah. Yeah, it is sad to say. And Jonathan Hill, of course, he mentioned H.R. 3456, which we really need to get passed in the legislature this time around. If we can we get it out of committee and get it to the floor, Jonathan?
We're actively working on that. We have some strategies in place. So,
excellent.
We need to just have everyone keep up the heat, Bob.
Yeah, that's absolutely. Right. The only way to defend our rights is to make sure that the people who are trying to strip us of them are aware of the fact that we stand in adamant opposition to it. Jonathan Hill, he is the District 8 state representative, and he's a good one. And Dudley Brown, joining us today from Colorado, the National Association for Gun Rights president. Thank you guys both for what you do to ensure that our Second Amendment rights remain with us.
Thank you so much, Bob.
Thank you, Bob.
You bet. Pleasure. Great to have you guys here. 420 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here and then be right back with more here on Monday. So many microphones. So which one to talk into? Welcome back. 25 after 5 here on the Bobby Mac Show. In on the text line, 71307. Bobby, why is it that nothing Senator Graham does surprises me, maybe because I've seen him have no clue or not care what his constituents think since 1992 or earlier. He's got to go. What are we going to do, Bob, on the gun grab issue? You have the bully pulpit. I do, and I intend to use it extensively along with my friends from the Freedom Action Network, fan of SC. That's Dave Schwartz, who'll be with me on Wednesday at 4 o'clock, and Ashley Landis and the folks at the South Carolina Policy Council. We are all going to, we already have been all over H.R. 3456, the open carry law, and we will be standing in firm opposition to this latest gun grab with the red flag laws. Bobby, I know someone who owns dozens of guns, a little crazy, and has a strong disdain for big government. With the red flag law, would I be required to turn him in? No, you would not. But if you were to turn him in, they would go and get his guns. Sorry, this is not America. Bobby, not sure which was louder, the meteor that exploded above the atmosphere, 10 times more powerful than the bomb dropped on Hiroshima, or all the liberal heads exploding simultaneously upon the release of the Mueller report. Well, I think it sounded something like this. Right. It was big. It was big. From Alan and Greer, Bob, the accused also has to pay to get his property back. Graham also wants to review other gun control items as well. Bobby, odd thing about the Democrats, they expect you to accept any accusation or result except those that work against their agenda. Bobby, it's Greek Independence Day. Really? I was not aware of that. Here's something we never forget. Genocide by the Ottomans, 1914-1923 in Greece. Bob, Democrats sure do a lot of demanding. Problem is they demand everything but the truth. True enough. Brother Fred joins me this afternoon from up in beautiful TR, and I bet he's excited. Are you excited, Brother Fred?
Praise God, Bobby Matt. Listen, I'm really excited. Almost tongue-tied. I had a wonderful time Friday at Christ Church as a guest speaker.
Nice.
And I'll tell you, it was wonderful because how many times have you been in a crowd that everybody is on the same train?
Yeah.
Christians and mostly veterans.
Nice.
And it was nice. And you know what? 99% had the same view that I did. They have a wonderful church, pastors, members, and most of all, they had good food. And I was thankful. But I'm excited now because spring is here. And did you know what happened Saturday?
No. What?
We have our first practice in softball.
Wow.
And
Are you catching again this year, Brother Fred?
Yes, sir. I'm catching, and the Lord has blessed me, and I don't need glasses.
Wow!
And I got 2 feet that run good, and I'm just thankful, and I thank you that you go and touch deep into the heart of our country, and you're positive. And that's why I don't have time to listen to other stations.
Well, you are, you're a great American, Brother Fred, and I always appreciate hearing from you. Let me know how practice goes. I do wear glasses at times, Brother Fred. I only need my glasses to find things, though, like the radio station and my house.
Oh, okay. Well, like I say, I'm excited, and then also the 29th of April,
right?
I'm going for my 6th first-place meter in the 50 meters.
Sweet. Well, I know you'll be able to pick them up and put them down in grand style again, Brother Fred. Always great to hear from you, sir. God bless you.
Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you, Brother Fred. I love Brother Fred. 4:30 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Annie's ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side. Speaking of Lindsay, Maybe he is tacking a bit to starboard with this latest maneuver. He has sent an ominous tweet to James Comey. I'll tell you what that's about when we come right back on the other side here on the Bobby Mack Show.
What?
Oh, yeah. Turned a little wet and rainy. Naturally, I washed the truck earlier this afternoon, but I had to. I had no choice because some birds decided to leave me a little gift package on it, so I had to wash that stuff off. In on the text line 71307, Bob Lindsay, tacking to starboard. I thought left and port were the same when facing forward. Well, they are. That's my point. Lindsay is leaning right on this one. You know, re-elections, not that far away, election time. Senator Lindsey Graham, Rhino, South Carolina, posted an ominous reply to former FBI Director James Comey on Twitter yesterday after Comey seemed to sum up the summary of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation by posting a picture of a man who appeared lost in the woods. The photo posted by Comey was of a man surrounded by tall trees, and the caption was simply, "So many questions." Lindsay, chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, replied, "Could not agree more. An obvious message that he hopes to question the former head of the FBI." His tweet said, "Could not agree more. See you soon." Comey's tweet followed Attorney General William Barr's announcement that Mueller did not find evidence that Trump's campaign conspired or coordinated with Russia to influence the 2016 presidential election, but reached no conclusion on whether Trump obstructed justice. Well, no wonder. That was outside of his area of investigation. But how can you obstruct justice by performing a legal act of firing your attorney general? We'll see. Bobby, what happened to all those Russians charged by the Mueller team but requested the evidence against them in order to defend the charges? He knew at the time the Russians were never going to allow these individuals that were charged by him to be extradited to the U.S. to ever go to court, which is why he knew he could get away with doing it. Bobby, I don't really believe or care if school children get shot or anyone else either. They have their armed guards, so when they start pushing hard for gun control or confiscation, I wonder what they have planned. Let's hope you're not referring to a false flag or something like that. That would be a tragedy upon a tragedy. Bobby Mack, I always need my glasses to find my glasses. Yeah. I hear you. Bobby got to meet Brother Fred a few months ago. What a guy. It was a highlight of my month. He was doing jumping jacks and hopping up and down in the checkout lane. Sounds exactly like Brother Fred. He loves Jesus and Jesus loves him for sure. Bob, President Trump expresses full support for red flag laws when he campaigned. We're number 5 in murdered spouse rate. It's possible to meet the Second Amendment and get guns from abusers. Sure, as long as you do it legally, constitutionally, you don't take the individual's guns first before they have an opportunity to, number 1, confront their accuser, number 2, have their day in court. Bobby, without a closed primary, we will never be able to get rid of flimsy. Bobby Mack, my Uncle Vern is no longer living. I'm glad he's not here to see such BS as these new gun bills. He always told me these days were coming. I learned so much from him, and I miss him. Bobby, Lindsey Grahamnesty was a REMF, R-E-M-F. We couldn't find the JAG lawyer willing to go on missions in Iraq under the rules of engagement they forced us to live under. Right. That would be rear echelon, he's referring to there. Yeah. In the rear with the gear. Bobby, I just called Lindsey Graham's Pendleton office, voiced my opinion regarding his position on guns. I told the guy that answered the phone, he's just doing his job. I told him if he keeps doing his job this way, he's going to lose his job. Adios. Lindsey, great show, Bob, and keep up the good work. From Jim. I'm sorry, I missed part of the text. I told the guy that answered the phone that he has already lost 5 family members' votes, and as it spreads, he's going to lose his job. There you go. Sorry. It was kind of discombobulated here on the text line. Bobby, I've consistently voted for Lindsey's Democratic rival for at least 2 election cycles, and I'm a conservative. Bob, so Mueller says no collusion. SPLC president resigned. Yeah, that bunch of green mailers down there, the Southern Poverty Law Center, that whole thing is blown up. Morris Dees, the scumbag that founded that organization, is retired under scandal, and now the president of it has quit. All this by 1:30 on Monday. Life isn't just good, it's great. Gotcha. To the phones we'll go when we come right back here on the Bobby Mack Show, 4:45 here on the Monday edition. A special election tomorrow, Senate District 6, and something kind of different in at least 2 of the polling places tomorrow. They'll have some new voting machines in there. We'll talk about this and more with the Republican candidate for that seat, Dwight Loftus, coming up after 5, and then the man who gave up that Senate 6 seat to run for Congress and has now replaced Trey Gowdy, William Timmons, will also be with me in the next hour. Be right back. Welcome back. Great to have you along, showers and all, here on what's turned into a cloudy and gray and wet in some parts of the upstate Monday. To the phones we go. Pat is in Union and is next up here on the program. Hi, Pat, and welcome to the show.
Thanks, Bobby. Isn't there a law now that takes guns away from anybody if there's a domestic dispute?
Yes.
Well, then why do they have to ratify it and make it worse than it is?
I guess because they believe in, pardon the expression, overkill. Kind of like, what was that movie a while back where they were going to arrest people before a crime was committed?
Yeah,
Minority Report, Moneypenny tells me. Mm-hmm.
A wife now can call up and say, I'm a fear of my life. They're going to run out there. They're going to arrest him. He hasn't done anything. He probably just come home from work.
You know, it's
going to arrest him and take all his guns.
Yeah, and we know, of course, that all these are merely excuses in their effort to strip Americans of their gun rights.
Well, it's going to end up in one heck of a gun battle. We think we've seen it now. It's only going to get 10 times worse.
Yeah, I'm afraid on that point you're exactly right, Pat. I think it is, but we're going to have to make sure that they understand that we know that the Second Amendment means what it says, shall not be infringed. Pretty simple as that. But the left is loony. You know that as well as I do. A bunch of Hollywood celebs, and I use that word loosely, on the attack in the wake of the release of the report from Robert Mueller that said, Mueller's report said, I got nothing. Nothing here, nothing to see. Actor and comedian Billy Eichner, you know who that is, Moneypenny? I never heard of this guy. Did not imagine a world where they were able to indict Aunt Becky before Donald Trump. That is a reference, of course, to Lori Loughlin, the actress who played Aunt Becky on the sitcom Full House, indicted earlier this month after federal investigators said she and her husband agreed to pay $500,000 in bribes to have their 2 daughters designated as recruits for the Southern Cal crew team when neither girl was a rower. Jonathan Van Ness tweeted, Mueller was only allowed to look at potential collusion or obstruction. The money laundering and tax evasion charges are coming, sweeties. Don't you worry. If we waited 7 years for Game of Thrones winter to come, we can wait for this justice a bit longer. Alyssa Milano, hardcore lefty. Well, if there was nothing in the report, why won't they just release it? Well, Alyssa, because there's this little thing called the law that gets in the way of that. With any special counsel report or any result of an investigation by a federal prosecutor, it goes to the attorney general, who then decides what, if anything, will be released. Does that answer your question, moron? If the report fully exonerated him or his family, he'd have it all out in seconds, wouldn't he? No, for the very same reasons I just mentioned. Melissa, stick to singing or whatever it is you do. John Cryer from Two and a Half Men penned a tweet critical of Barr's credibility. This is why Trump appointed Barr. He wrote, yeah, right. Mia Farrow, famous actress. I wonder why Kushner felt the need to set a backup channel at the Russian embassy. Huh? He didn't. If he had, Mueller would have found it. Jim Carrey, the lefty wacko, said the Mueller report is out. The question now is, how low will this bar go? See what he did there. John Leguizamo, another actor, Trump colluded beyond a doubt. Oh, yeah? Based on what, John? Where's your evidence? Now America must confront itself about its own moral boundaries and code of ethics. God, are these guys have no ethics or morality, and yet they feel as if, you know, they're the patriots here. A turning point in American history, Leguizamo tweeted, are we a rule of law country or are we a lawless lie? Well, maybe that question would be better posed to the people like Comey, Andy McCabe, Rod Rosenstein, Page and Strzok, the ones who use the phonied up evidence bought and paid for by Hillary and the DNC to be used by Trump haters at the FBI and the DOJ to go to the FISA court and start this whole witch hunt in the first place. Oh, Rosie O'Donnell. We got to hear from her. The summary is irrelevant. Only the full report matters. Really? Based on your extensive knowledge of the law, right, Rosie? Bette Midler, boy, she's another wacko. Mueller reports find no evidence showing Trump's team of collusion with Russia, but stop short of exonerating Trump on obstruction of justice. Maybe they did stop short of that because they knew there was nothing there to go after. 5 o'clock Follies is right around the corner. Next, here on Monday on the Bobby Mack Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.